Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be here today?
Amen. When the choir was singing, I feel like dancing. Because David said, when he come in the presence of the Lord, he would dance like David danced. We can all dance. Amen. Because he said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So it's good to give thanks and praise unto the Lord thy God. Amen. Shall we stand up for a quick prayer, and then we shall take our seat. Heavenly Father, we come before you, we honor you, we glorify your name because you are God. There is no other God like you. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, the end. You are the mighty counselor. You are the Prince of Peace. Your name is Adonai. Your name is Emmanuel. Thus far you have brought us, O God. Father, you say you would never leave us nor forsake us, but you continue to be with us. Father, we pray, my Lord and my Father, that you will abide with us as we abide with you, so that whatever we ask for, O God, shall be given unto us in Jesus' mighty name. Father, as you told Prophet Isaiah, you say your word shall comfort, and it shall not return void, but it would accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Father, let your word comfort in Jesus' mighty name. Give us a receptive ears. Pierce the heart, the mind, and the soul of the congregation. And we pray in Jesus' mighty name that we shall never be the same again. In Jesus' name we pray and worship. Amen. Amen, amen. You may have your seat, please. The title this morning of the sermon is The Joy of Serving the Lord Faithfully. We have already served the Lord, because one way to serve the Lord is to sing, is to dance in His presence, in Jesus' mighty name. As I read Psalms 100, it said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing, knowing that He is God. He is the one that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful upon His name, and bless His holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth for all generation. And God of all people, amen, amen. And I will read from 2 Timothy verses 4 to 7 and 8. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearance. And we know that Apostle Paul was preparing to return to Jerusalem. This is what he said. We are not preparing to go right now, but Apostle Paul is a faithful servant of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. And in the book of Acts, he said, be faithful unto death, my people. He spoke to Timothy, young Timothy. He says, serve the Lord with gladness, with grace and with mercy, for He is faithful, and His mercies endure forever in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God for His faithfulness today. Let us be reminded that God requires faithfulness from us. In fact, faithfulness is the most important quality needed in serving the Lord. Apostle Paul was faithful unto death. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, he said, "Thou be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." That means everlasting life. My brothers and my sisters, we are praying today that each and every us shall not miss that gate of everlasting life. It is also seen in the condemnation with the servant receiver from the Lord in Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. He said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thus has been faithful for a few. I will make you ruler of many things, either unto the joy of the Lord." So it is good to serve the joy, to serve the Lord with all faithfulness, with all joy. The most important requirement to be faithful to the Lord. This requirement is highlighted in the words spoken by Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 19. He says, "Serve the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation." Here Paul began the discourse of the church elders in Thessalonians about the same way which they began an epistle, drawing their attention to the Lord whom we serve, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 1 verse 1, Paul is servant of Jesus Christ. Not many people are the servant or can be called the servant of Jesus Christ. We have seen in the book of Job, when the Lord thy God, he said, "Satan, you are roaming around like a devil without any house." He said, "Have you seen my servant Job? Test him, because I know Job is a faithful man." And what he did, he tested Job. And I can tell you, Job withstand all that test. Even when Job's wife said, "Curse God and die," he said, "No, I shall remain faithful to the Lord thy God." And what happened to Job? We have seen in Job that Job was blessed. He was given a double portion blessing for all that he had lost. It was restored. I said, today your blessing is being restored in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul said, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Paul knew exactly what the role God wants him to fulfill. He was to testify the gospel of grace of God. We know in the Old Testament, they said Moses brought the law, but Jesus brought truth and he brought grace. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that grace that every time we fall, we can always go to the Lord and humble ourselves and pray and say, "Lord, here I am. Forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness and deliver me from the hands of the evil in Jesus' mighty name." That is the grace of God we are talking about today. The joy of serving the Lord faithfully means that you must be able to deny yourself. Deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow him. We know the story of the rich man. He said, "God," he said, "Christ, how can I be saved? How can I follow you?" He said, "Give up all your riches, give up all your wealth, and pick up the cross and follow me." The rich man became annoyed and he went back into his own cocoon and he said, "How can I do that?" But if you are to be faithful to the Lord, you have to deny yourself in Jesus' mighty name. We have to serve. We in Acts chapter 20, verse 20, Apostle Paul said, reveal how willing he was to deny self in serving the Lord. He said, neither count I my life dear unto myself, for I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The second thing, in order to serve the Lord faithfully, in joy, means to serve the Lord with all humility of mind, of soul, and of a body. The Lord's interest must always come first. They must be placed well above our own personal pursuit and interest. Faithfulness to the Lord demands this attitude of our service. In John chapter 3, verse 30, he said, we must increase and I must decrease. Meaning that our purpose in this world is to exalt Christ, not ourselves, not to be pompous, but to humble ourselves and minister unto others for the glory of the Lord. The Apostle Paul is a good example of one who was very, very faithful to fulfill the role in life. Listen to what he said at the end of Acts chapter 20, verse 24. He says, so I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of grace of God. Paul knew exactly what he was chosen to do. He knew his role in the ministry. He knew what was it to be faithful unto the end. He was testifying the gospel of grace of God, that his role in serving was to devote himself to fulfill faithfully whatever he was sent. My brothers and my sister today, what is your role? What were you sent to do? What was the gift that God has given to you that you have not yet exposed, that you have not yet tested? He said, I have given you some gift. He have given you the gift of apostle. He have given you the gift of a prophet. He have given you the gift of an evangelist. He has given you the gift of a pastor. He has given you the gift of a teacher. But then he said in Acts, I've also given them the spirit of domination, the spirit of joy, the spirit of fulfillment, the spirit of singing, the spirit interceding, the prayer of praising God in Jesus' mighty name. What is your role today? Thus, you have seen that Paul and the Ephesians, the elders, were given a specific role, and they were to become faithful unto God. Paul, in his role as a preacher, as a pastor, as an apostle, as a church planter, testify the gospel of the grace wherever he go, in Jesus' mighty name. Planting church is not an easy task. It's a task that requires dedication. It's a task that requires to be faithful. And I can tell you, I have walked that path before. Because during my tour with the United Nations in Darfur, Sudan, in a Muslim country that they do not allow you to preach the gospel, I can tell you, if you try to preach the gospel in Sudan, be careful. Be know that there will be trials and there will be temptation. And I can tell you, when I was leading the church in Darfur, in the United Nations mission in Sudan, there was one time that we were sending out Bibles and tracts to the sector. And one of the staff members, she was held by the national security. And the national security asked where these Bibles and tracts are going. And she said, these Bibles and tracts, they are going to the other mission, the other sector. But they say it is in English. And it is in Arabic, because we have translated the Bible and the tracts from English to Arabic. And we were in the process of distributing. And the people were coming. And they were asking, who is this Lord? Because they said that we are the follower of Jesus Christ. And I told them it is better to be the follower than to be followed. And then the national security reported to what we call the Minister of Defense. And the Minister of Defense got onto the mission and said they want to know who was the person that was sending these Bibles in Arabic out. And they asked, who is the person in charge of the Christian ministry? And one of the staff members turned and said, it is David John. He is the chief of MUFCOM, Movement Control, and he is the chief priest. And the director of mission support, she called me. She said, do you know that preaching the word and converting, not only preaching, but converting, in this Muslim country, the penalty is death? And I looked at her. And I said, we have sent out the Bible, yes. We have not yet gone out and preached, so we were not converting. But the word that went out was converting them. And the people were coming, and they were giving praise and thanks unto the Lord. And the chief legal advisor, he said, Mr. John, you are in trouble. And I looked at him. I said, well, if I'm in trouble, God is also in trouble. Because if I am in trouble, God is in trouble. And I know the God that I serve. I know even if they throw me like Daniel in the lion's den, I shall preach unto the lion. And he shall not devour me. And they went to the meeting. And the Minister of Defense, when he heard the name, he said that name resonates with him. Because I was in Port Sudan, where he was working as a colonel. And when he was promoted to Brigadier General, he went to the headquarters. And he said, I have no case against Mr. John. In addition to that, they invited me to open one of the largest schools that we had commissioned. And I used the opportunity. And I said, thanks be unto God, the Lord Almighty, Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end, the faith of all faithful, the mercy of all mercy. I said, that is the God we serve. And everybody say, amen. And praise be unto his name. And afterward, they ask me, what is the God that you serve? We can feel it. There is something in this arena that has touched us. We want to know your God. We want to know that deliverer. We want to know that strong tower, that God. And I said, that is the God we serve. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the God in your Quran. That the first from Genesis to Malachi, that is the God we know. But from the first of Matthew to the end of Revelation, there was one that he sent. He said, they have all failed me, but the one that I was sent, that would be your savior, that would be your deliverer, that would be your strong tower, and that is the Jesus Christ that you don't want to accept, but that is the one that have delivered me, and he can deliver you in Jesus' mighty name. And they said, thanks be unto God in Jesus' name. It is not easy to plant church. You have to be prepared to fight the battle. And once God is with you, no one can be against you in Jesus' mighty name. Please do not, for the perfecting of the faith, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the Christ, the body, for that which was the scope of the sermon, the joy when we are able to utilize the gift that God has given to us, I can tell you that walking with God, you would not regret in Jesus' mighty name. Please do not think that there is no role for you in the kingdom of God. Perhaps some of us may be facing certain limitations that prevent us from serving. Perhaps you might serve the Lord and you face some challenges of age. I remember back in the United States, my church, there is this group that has formed themselves. And for those old folks that cannot come to church, they want to worship God. And this bus would just go around and pick them up and bring them and sit them. And then they would pray and they would worship God. But I am telling you today, you might not know your role. You might not want to serve God diligently. But everyone has been blessed with a gift to serve God. Know your blessing. Know that gift that God has given to you. Even if it's only to pray and to intercede diligently, he would hear your prayers. He would answer your cry, because he's a God that said that I am not a man that would forsake you, nor the son of man that would give up on you. What I say I will do, he will do it in Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 20 verse 6, and he said, by the spoken word, Apostle Paul kneeled down and prayed with them all. In all his service, he knelt down and he prayed with them all. Guard yourself. In serving the Lord, you have to guard yourself. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he said, you must keep your heart with all diligence, for out of the issue of life, there is always a temptation for those who serve the Lord to get so busy and involved in serving that they neglect their own walk with God. As a result, they become spiritually weak and fall into sins and become ineffectual in their service. I hope and pray that all those who are serving the Lord in this ministry will take this exhortation seriously. Guard yourself. The devil is looking for an opportunity to gain a foothold in your heart and to make you fail. As the Bible said, the devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God sent his only begotten Son that you can have life and live it more abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Finally, we serve not for our own glory, but to the honor of our Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, it says, as every man hath received the gift, so minister the same one to another as good stewards, and of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and domination forever and evermore. Amen. Through the gift of God, has given us glory and to honor him. Serving is not for ourselves. Though there is joy for us as we serve, it is not about others, though there is joy for them as we serve them. It is not about honoring ourselves, but it is about honoring God and glorifying Him. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, he said, "For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength today and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen." Can we stand? And as we pray, let us follow the teaching of Apostle Paul. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, he said, "But this one thing we know, God is faithful." Let these closing words of Paul to the church of the Thessalonians be our constant source of encouragement. And the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, for the whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will be it. May we all be greatly challenged through this to serve him faithfully. Be reminded faithfully to the Lord, faithful to fulfill God's promises, the giver and the perfecter, and faithful to the whole counsel of God until our Lord Jesus Christ return. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, with a repentant spirit, my Lord and my Father. For David said in the book of Psalms 51, he said, "Your people shall hear your voice and shall be saved." Father, with a repentant heart, my Lord and my Father, cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us, but renew the joy of the salvation unto us. Renew a right spirit within us, my Lord and my Father. For we want to make eternity, O God. We want to see our Lord and our Father. Father, help us to remain faithful to the end. Whatever spirit might come against us, my Lord and my Father, we come against it in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to run that race, O God. Help us to finish well and to receive that coveted crown. My Lord and my Father, we thank you. We glorify your name today because you are God and there is nothing impossible through you. In this, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And God of God, people said, amen and amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much, Pastor David.